4. Preparation for the crucifixion. After Pilate had washed his hands before the multitude, thus seeking to escape the guilt of delivering up an innocent man to be crucified just because he feared to resist the clamor of the rulers of the Jews, he ordered the master turned over to the Roman soldiers and gave the word to their captain that he was to be crucified immediately. Upon taking charge of Jesus, the soldiers led him back into the courtyard of the praetorium, and after removing the robe which Herod had put on him, they dressed him in his own garments. These soldiers mocked and derided him, but they did not inflict for their physical punishment. Jesus was now alone with these Roman soldiers. His friends were in hiding. His enemies had gone their way. Even John Zebedee was no longer by his side. It was a little after 8 o'clock when Pilate turned Jesus over to the soldiers and a little before 9 o'clock when they started for the scene of the crucifixion. During this period of more than half an hour, Jesus never spoke a word. The executive business of a great universe was practically at a standstill. Gabriel and the chief rulers of Nebudon were either assembled here on Urantia, or else they were closely attending upon the space reports of the archangels in an effort to keep advised as to what was happening to the Son of Man on Urantia. By the time the soldiers were ready to depart with Jesus for Golgotha, they had begun to be impressed by his unusual composure and extraordinary dignity, by his uncomplaining silence. Much of the delay in starting off with Jesus for the site of the crucifixion was due to the last-minute decision of the captain to take along two thieves who had been condemned to die, since Jesus was to be crucified that morning. The Roman captain thought these two might just as well die with him as wait for the end of the Passover festivities. As soon as the thieves could be made ready, they were led into the courtyard, where they gazed upon Jesus. One of them for the first time, but the other had often heard him speak, both in the temple and many months before at the Pella camp.